everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. How would you like it if people were to ask you the question, what are you? Would that make you feel excited, happy, secure in who you are? Well, today we are continuing our lesson from yesterday about Meghan Markle. We learned that many people began asking this young actress this very question. Why? Because of her skin color. So today's lesson is called Meghan Markle. And today we're going to talk about Meghan's acting career and Meghan's big break. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's get started. So follow me.
Meghan Markle. Markle's mother is African American and her dad is Caucasian. Growing up, Markle was often asked, "What are you?" She began wondering what kind of person would try to label her by her skin color. Markle herself has always been proud of her mixed-race background. She will become the second mixed-race woman to marry into the British royal family. Her acting career officially began in 2002 when she landed her first TV role. Other small parts on TV and in a few films followed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 Caucasian 这个形容词。Caucasian 就是指高加索人的或者是白种人的。例如 The robber is a Caucasian male according to the victim's description. 根据受害者的叙述，这名抢匪是个男性白人。或者是 The boy has Caucasian features, but he's actually Asian. 这个男孩有着白种人的五官，但是他其实是亚洲人。Caucasian 也可以当名词，意思就是白种人。例如 The boy consists of mostly Caucasians and only a few African Americans. 这个委员会的成员大多数是白人，只有少数的非裔美人。继续我们看的是 officially 这个副词。Officially 在这里是指正式的、公开的或者是官方的。例如 This new model of car will be officially introduced at a press conference.这部新车款会在记者招待会中被正式介绍，或者是 The engagement of this celeb couple was officially announced. 这对名人情侣订婚的消息已经正式宣布了。它的形容词就是去掉词尾的 ly 变成 official. 例如 The resignation of the company's CEO isn't official yet. 这家公司执行长的辞职令还没有正式生效。Well, it's time for us to learn a little bit more about Markle's background. We read, Markle's mother is African-American, and her dad is Caucasian. Growing up, Markle was often asked, what are you? How would you like someone to ask you that question? What are you?
Yeah, Rebecca, if you said, or if you asked me, Gabe, what are you? I guess I would just say, I'm a human being, just like you.
Yeah,
right?
That's a really good response. But I feel like the question is kind of rude, right? Well, she began wondering what kind of person would try to label her by her skin color. And, you know, I think it's always wrong to try to label somebody by their skin color, right? Everybody is a human. Everybody has, you know, a purpose in life. And trying to label someone because their skin color is different is just wrong.
Well, there are a lot of shallow reasons or shallow ways that we can kind of see people or label people. And this is a good word to know. We're talking about this word label. Now, what does this word mean?
Now, when you label someone, this just means you use a word or phrase to try to describe someone or something.
Yeah. So, for example, when I was in middle school, someone labeled me the class clown. I was in eighth grade, and I did like to crack jokes and make people laugh, but I had never been labeled as the class clown before. And I have to say, I kind of liked it. I kind of liked being labeled the class clown. There are definitely worse labels out there, because I was also labeled, you know, a jerk or a nerd sometimes. I didn't like that so much.
Oh, well, that's not nice. I don't like when people label other people mean names. And once again, we're talking about skin color, and sometimes I've heard people label some people by their skin color, and this is never a nice thing to do. Well, Markle herself has always been proud of her mixed race background. Now let's take a look at this phrase, proud of. If you're proud of something, well, this could have a couple of different meanings. This means that you kind of make yourself look, or you feel really, really, really good about yourself in an arrogant way. Or, as in our lesson, if you're proud of something that you've done, you have or show respect for yourself. And this is actually really healthy.
And so it's interesting that Meghan Markle is proud of her background, because like Rebecca said, often we can be proud of something that we've done, or perhaps someone you know has done something great and you're so proud of that person. But your background is not something that you can really help. Still, we can use this phrase. You can be proud of your background or proud of where you came from. You can also use the words to be. You can be proud to be something. For example, Rebecca, I'm proud to be your teaching partner here at Studio Classroom.
Hey, that's pretty great. Well, we've been teaching partners for the last several years. So it's great that we can maintain a good, healthy working relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to be proud of. And, of course, when we're talking about Meghan Markle, she's proud of her mixed race background. Now, there's another word that kind of describes the mixed race, and that is multiracial. Multiracial just involves people of different races coming together.
So, for example, perhaps there's a multiracial family, right? Just like Meghan Markle's family. I also think of some places that are very multiracial or multi-ethnic. I think of New York City, Los Angeles. These places can be called a melting pot because there are so many different kinds of people in those cities. Or Shanghai as well, right? These are very multiracial places.
Well, she will become the second mixed-race woman to marry into the British royal family. And I think that this is also something to be proud of.
And here's a picture of some of the members of the British royal family. This picture was taken in 2017. What a nice bunch. Okay, we learn more here about Meghan Markle's acting career, which officially began in 2002 with her first TV role, and then other small parts on TV and in a few films followed, so she definitely has some good acting experience.
Now, we know that Meghan Markle's mother is African-American. Is there a difference between African-American and black?
Well, let's find out more about these words in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, and welcome to Info Cloud. Today we are going to talk about a topic that can be difficult to work with in a language that is not your own.
That topic is labels. We use labels to talk about people all the time. Geek, jock, poor, conservative are just some examples.
Today we want to talk about whether it's better to use the label black or African American.
We have spoken about the importance of context in expressing meaning in English, and this is no different, especially since labels concerning skin color or race can be easily misunderstood.
And there are certain words that have been used to refer to black Americans in a very negative way. But today, let's look at the term African American.
Some style guides recommend dropping the hyphen between American and any other area of origin unless you are talking about immigrants or first-generation citizens.
And let's not forget that if someone has a dark skin color, it doesn't automatically mean that they will identify with an African heritage.
So people will have different preferences. Some prefer black, some African American, others black American.
But the most important part to remember when using labels that refer to skin color or race is tone.
If you use a respectful tone, people will be less likely to misunderstand your intentions.
有的时候我们会在不经意当中给别人贴标签，英文是 label。有些或许只是开玩笑，但有些的确带有几分贬义的意思，尤其是谈到肤色相关的议题的时候，所以就要非常的小心。那么到底称呼黑人为 African American 非裔美籍，还是 Black American 美国黑人，或是直接说 Black， 哪一种称呼比较合适呢？有些美国人虽然是黑人，但是他的祖先不见得是来自于非洲，很可能是牙买加或是其他国家。那 African American 这种称呼就会让他听起来不太舒服，所以有些人建议干脆不要在 American 前面注明他祖先源自于哪个国家，除非他本身是移民。总之，到底要称呼 African American、 Black American 还是 Black， 答案是每个人的喜好和感受都不同，可能要私下探探口风，看对方有什么想法。如果不确定， African American 可能还是比较安全的用语。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次时间见。
Your classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about Meghan Markle. Now we already learned that this actress will marry into the British royal family. Of course, Meghan is an actress. You already knew that. And we learned that her acting career actually began officially in 2002. But when did she get her big break? Let's learn about that now.
Meghan Markle. Then finally in 2011, Markle got her big break. She won a starring role in the popular TV series Suits. In addition to acting, Markle has quite a few other passions. She loves food, travel, and helping those in need. She has often used her celebrity status to try and improve the lives of others. Markle has helped with women's education, voting rights, clean water campaigns, and more.
Alright, 继续我们看的是 status 这个名词。Status 是指社会中的身份或地位。注意它的第一个 A 是把短音的 A 的音念成 status。例如 ,getting a higher education is an effective means of promoting one's social status. 获得更高的教育是提升社会地位的有效方法。或者是 ,as the football team captain, Josh enjoys a high status in his high school. 身为足球队队长 ,Josh 在他的高中享有很高的地位。Status 也指个人在社群媒体中的状态。例如 ,Melanie's Instagram status says, feeling encouraged. Melanie 的 IG 状态写着觉得被鼓励。最后我们看的是 campaign 这个名词。Campaign 是指宣传活动，特别是指政治商业的活动。例如 ,the city government launched a campaign to encourage its citizens to ride bicycles instead of driving cars. 市政府展开了一项活动，鼓励市民们骑脚踏车而不要开车。或者是 Chelsea is the organizer of this advertising campaign. Chelsea 是这项广告宣传活动的组织者。 或者是 the candidate's election campaign received a good deal of attention. 这位候选人的竞选宣传活动极受瞩目。And now let's get back to our teachers. Well, we read, then finally in 2011, Markle got her big break. Big break? What does that mean? I'm glad that you asked and you were curious. When we say that someone got a big break, this just means that someone finally did really well,particularly when talking about one's acting career.
That's right, or perhaps at the time when someone was trying to pursue an acting or singing career, and then something big happened that really allowed them to become famous, or at least more famous. So I think of Justin Bieber, you know, he was making videos on YouTube, and then Scooter discovered him and became his manager. But I would say his big break came when Usher, the singer,discovered him as well, and that's when he started giving him or allowing him to get more opportunities. It was great.
Very nice.
For Bieber.
Okay, well, Meghan Markle got her break, big break in 2011. She won a starring role in the popular TV series Suits. Now, I've actually have never seen this TV series Suits. Have you, Gabe?
No, I haven't, but I do know that...She was in Suits, which is good for her.
Well, I also know that because that's what our lesson says. And we also read or learn that she won a starring role, so that's a pretty big deal. In addition to acting, Markle has quite a few other passions. So we know that she enjoys acting, and if she has other passions, that just means that there are other things that she's interested in other than just acting.
And it's always fun to learn about celebrities and what other things they enjoy doing. For example, here she loves food, travel, and helping those in need. So we learned yesterday about one of her passions, which is to treat people fairly, and she likes to help those in need.
Now let's talk about these words, in need. If somebody is in need, typically I think of someone whocan't or who doesn't have the basic necessities in life, including food, water, and clothing. That would be somebody who's really in need.
Okay, so we could simply say that somebody is in need or there are people in need. If you want to be more specific, you can add the word of at the end of this phrase. So, for example, some people are in need of food. There are certainly people who are in need of clothing.Maybe you know someone who's in need of good friends. You can be a friend to that person.
That's right. So, of course, when we talk about these words in need, it doesn't necessarily only refer to people who are or who don't have the basic necessities of life, including food, water, and clothing. Well, we continue on here. She has often used her celebrity status to try and improve the lives of others.Now let's talk about these words, celebrity status. What is a celebrity status? Well, when individuals or groups receive fame and public attention because they're very well known, we can refer to that as a celebrity status.
And this makes me think of Bono, the lead singer of U2, who used his celebrity status toinfluence a lot of people around the world when he created the One Campaign to help end extreme poverty. And so that's an example. These people are examples of celebrities who use their status to try to do something great. And sometimes we could say that these people, because of what they do and because of how famous they are, they have a platform on which to do something.
Ah, I'm glad that you brought up that word platform.Now, when we say that somebody has a platform to do something, this just means that they have an opportunity to make their ideas or beliefs known publicly. And hopefully, if you are given a platform, you will use that platform wisely to help other people.
That's right. And friends, you know, this idea of a platform, it doesn't have to be a literal platform that someone stands on to give a speech. That's the mental image that is good to have for this idea, but you can use any platform that you have, any way that you can influence other people and try to share your beliefs with other people. For example, Rebecca and I, or actually Studio Classroom, we think this is a great platform on which we can share our beliefs and some good values and encourage people.
That's right, and that is definitely our vision or our goal, is to be an encouragement to people. And so when you watch us, yes, we want you to improve your English and we want you to practice your English, but more importantly, we want to encourage you and in your walk and remind you that you are important and your life has purpose and value.
That's right. And so back to Meghan Markle, she has celebrity status. She uses her platform for good things, okay, to help other people. Markle has helped with women's education, voting rights, clean water campaigns, and more. I love that. We always have the phrase, and more.
Right, because if you know what Meghan Markle has done isn't just limited to what you see here in the lesson. There are so many other things that she has done. We just don't have time or room in our magazine to talk about it. But guess what? Mm-hmm. You can look her up on the internet and find out what else she is doing.
That's right. You can find out more. Well, here at Studio Classroom, we have Michelle in the Language Lab. We have the Info Cloud, the review skits, and more. Right now, let's go see what more we have.
Think about all the changes that have come into the life of Meghan Markle. She always wanted to help others since she was a child. Now she will have the opportunity to use her position as the wife of a British royal, Prince Harry, to reach out to more people than she ever imagined. All of us can help others, no matter how important our position in life is. No matter what our background or position in the world is, we can all have the same commitment to help those in need. And if we strive for this, the world will be a much better place. So remember, what you do and what you are can and does make a difference.
Well, I think it's been very interesting learning about Meghan Markle and, of course, her celebrity status, and how she's using it to encourage people and help other people in need. But, you know, I am particularly interested in her romantic life and how she met the prince.
That's because you like fairy tale stories with a happily ever after ending.
How did you know?
Well, Rebecca, you're in luck because our lesson about Meghan Markle is not yet over. Friends, come back to learn more about the romance next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.